stations and dealers from coast to coast present the new Jumbo Fire Chief program. We are broadcasting from the sawdust ring of the New York Hippodrome, scene of the most spectacular theatrical venture of the time. An actual audience of 4,500 people is present, and we've asked them not to laugh or applaud so that you may better enjoy the program. The story is written by Ben Hetz and Charles MacArthur, with original songs by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. The cast stars Jimmy Durante in a new and lovable comedy role, Claudius B. Bowers. The B stands for brain. Arthur Sinclair, Dean of the Irish Theater, as John A. Considine, owner of the Jumbo Show. Donald Novus as Matt Mulligan, son of Considine's bitterest business rival. A.T.K., prominent Theater Guild actor, as Jellicoe. Miss Gloria Graston in the part of Considine's daughter, with Charles Henderson singing Razorback, Adolph Deutsch, musical director, all under the personal supervision of Billy Rose. In the morning. The Greater Considine Wonder Show has just pitched tent. In the circus ring, jugglers, animal trainers, contortionists, and acrobats are rehearsing. Overhead, the daredevils of the high wire and trapeze are limbering up. As they practice, we hear the song of the circus.
Line up the parade.
Right there. Now, him. Off them perches, me lads. 9:35. Parade starting.
We ain't parading.
What's that?
Get this into your limey head. We ain't parading.
Hey, Mr. Considine.
What's the delay, Jellicoe?
Some of the artists are showing a little reluctance, Mr. Considine.
Reluctance? What for? Come and have a look outside at Main Street. It's bulging with little tops. Holes of balloons and whistles. And their elders dressed in their Sunday best. Why, the thoroughfare isn't big enough. They're hanging out of windows like clusters of ripe cherries, waiting for the Considine Wonder Show.
Waiting for the Mulligan Circus, you mean?
Who said that?
That was Mr. Ball what spoke that.
Step forward, Mr. Ball.
Gladly.
Mr. Ball, take off those silks and spangles. You're unworthy. And incidentally, get out of me circus.
I'll get out when you pay up what you owe me.
Oh, you? What about me? 3 weeks and not a dime.
And we're sick of working for a deadbeat.
We ain't amateurs.
Nothing but empty promises.
Silence! I gave each and every one of you my word that you would be paid every penny. No more, no less, and completely. Have any of you lost faith in John L. Considine?
It ain't a matter of faith, it's a matter of eating.
How do you expect to pay us when everywhere we go, the Mulligan Circus gets all the business?
Well, you're a pretty faint-hearted lot. Mulligan is through, I tell you. One more week or so, and we'll have that bug trotter on his knees. Begging me to take him back as my partner.
Talk reasonable, Miss Considine. There's no use kidding us.
That's Jumbo. The best loved elephant from here to the High Sierras. That elephant's been fed peanuts by mayors, governors, and great financiers from the time there was in soft pants. Give this town one look at Jumbo, and all our troubles are over.
Come on, men. Get into your costumes. You're holding up the parade.
There'll be no snap decision, Mr. Jellicoe. This matter calls for a vote. Come on, boys. The balloting will be in the cook tent.
Martha. You're just in time for the parade.
Oh, I'm not going. I've got to rehearse.
Don't tell me lies, Mickey. There's only one thing that'd be keeping you here, and I know what it is. If I ever catch that Mulligan boy around here again, I'll beat the hide off him. Now mind what you're up to, or I'll ship you back to your mother.
Mr. Considine.
What's the matter now?
It's a mutiny in the cook tent. Mr. Ball's advocating that the men join up with the Mulligan circuit.
I'll fix this wagon for him. You stay here while I talk to the men.
Right, your Miss Mickey, who's that fella sneaking into the tent? He's dressed like a sheep.
We haven't any Arabs in this outfit. Hey, Abdul, take off that turban.
You wait a second, Pasha. Why, blimey, if it ain't Mulligan's son. Say, you, get out of here.
Just a minute, Mr. Jellicoe. This is a sociable call.
You heard me. Get going.
Run along, Jellicoe. I can handle him.
All right, Miss Considine. But you mind your father doesn't catch him here.
Mickey, why didn't you keep the date last night?
Oh, I had more interesting things to do than consorting with a Mulligan.
Oh, darling, what's the use? You know your dad's licked now.
He's what? Why, my father's the greatest showman who ever trooped a circus.
Darling, I've wished for so long that there was no Considine show and no Mulligan show. Only you and me.
Well, you'll have to pardon me. I'm rehearsing now, Mr. Mulligan.
Take the ice pack off your heart, my little pookie. Oh, Mickey, I love you. I'm crazy about you. There's nothing in the world I want except you. Mickey, you're the craziest, loveliest kid that ever shined the earth. I dislike talking to you this way because it'll only spoil you. And anyway, it's hard for an acrobat to bow to anybody except an audience. I won't kiss your hand, madam, crazy for you though I am. I'll never woo you on bend, no, madam, not me. Let's forget the screen and stage, and for a change act our age. My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No man for me, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no star guitar. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain or a dance. A constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance doesn't need a
I couldn't leave Daddy.
Who said leave him? We'll take him along. Put him in the back seat. Give him a bottle and let him sing those old Irish ballads about old Casey hit or Finnegan with a pile of stones.
Oh, but I'd have to be Mrs. Mullet.
And who else would you want to be? Ah, come on, my little reign of terror. Wrap your arms around me.
My romance doesn't have to have my romance doesn't need a blue standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no talk guitar.
My romance doesn't need a castle
to a constantly surprising. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance
you better get young Mulligan out of here.
Oh, thanks, Jellicoe. Come on, darling.
Okay, Mickey.
Is this the count of the count of...
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, I'd like to pack up some government literature.
Here. Oh, for a moment, lad, what do you think you were doing there? Packing up them signs on the tentpoles. No advertisements allowed in this tent. What's that? What do them signs say? Auction? You know who's auctioning our circus off?
The United States government.
The government?
For sale and jeopardy for back income taxes. Code 64, Article 13.
But strike me pink, governor, there ain't never been any income. Not a farthing.
This fella Considine is the only man in the United States to receive the triple X warning. And he never even answered that.
When's it all going to take place, you know I mean?
At high noon.
What? Today? In the name of humanity, sir, don't start nothing until you've had a chat with Mr. Considine, or I'll go and find him.
The sooner the better. I'll wait here.
Where is everybody? Mr. Considine. Hey, somebody announce me. Tell Mr. Considine that Mr. Bowers is here. Why, the place is evacuated. Say, have you seen Mr. Considine?
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Anything I can do for you, Squire? Mr. Considine has no secrets for me.
Are you connected with this outfit?
What a query. What a question. Am I connected? Is the robin connected with the springtime? Is the song of the lark connected with the twilight? That's how I'm connected. Press agent for the greater Considine Wonder Shows. Rainy Bowers, the indispensable, a mass psychologist.
Wait. Are you waiting for Mr. Considine? Is it business?
Yes, a little financial matter.
I knew it. Call it intuition. I spotted you for a bank in a minute. I clapped eyes on you. Well, Squire, let me tell you something right off the record. In the strictest of confidence, this circus is the best investment there is today. You can't go wrong buying in on this show.
Is that so? Outfit's been doing well?
Terrific. The most stupendous cleanup since Ben-Hur.
I'd like to write some of these facts down, if you don't mind. Now, how did you do in 1931?
A banner year. We broke all records.
How about 1932?
Say, I'm glad you asked. Colossio. A king's ransom.
For instance, how much did you say you made in those 2 years?
I can see you're a conservative type, Mr.
Honeywell. Frank Honeywell.
It's a pleasure. Well, Mr. Honeywell, it's hard for the conservative type of financier to believe what an aggregation like this can take in. You know, last year we actually outstripped ourselves.
Not affected by the depression, eh?
Not an iota. However dark the clouds, people can always pay 50 cents for a peep at the pump. And glitter of old Roman days. The circus. What a spectacle. What a gold mine.
Excuse me. Just how much do you figure the show made in the last 3 years?
Net? Well, I should say roughly that the net intake per annum has been in the vicinity of, 250 grand. You better make that 300,000 to be on the safe side.
With pleasure.
Put down $1 million for the 3 years, and you'll still be under. I'm telling you, it's a bonzana.
Would you care to sign the statement you just made?
Why not? Here, I'll sign. Claudius B. Bowers. The B is for brains.
Thank you.
By the way, Mr. Honeywell, what bank are you associated with? The Guaranteed Trust?
I'm not with any bank.
I understood you to say that you wanted to see Mr. Considine on a financial matter.
I sure am.
Who do you represent, may I ask?
The government.
I thought you were a respectable citizen. What government? The USA? Well, that's fine. What's the idea of lying to me and telling me you're a leading banker? It's malfeasance of office.
I never said anything of the sort.
Now that you're sailing under your true colors, what branch do you represent?
The income tax department.
A parasite. A blackmailer. Well, this time you've bumped up against the wrong tree. The time has come to make an example of a few of you Hawkshaws. Liberally. Give me back that paper I just signed.
Sorry, it's part of the court record.
That statement was got out of me by underhand method. Chicanery, that's the word.
Something horrible has happened. The performers are walking out. Oh, hello, Mr. Bowers. We're in hot water this time.
Leave us alone, Mr. Jellicoe, till I trash this out. So you're going to auction off the circus, are you? That's your little game, huh? Snooping around, undermining honest businessmen, taking them down for money to plant trees with.
At high noon.
I warn you, Mr. Honeywell, this matter will be on President Roosevelt's desk in the morning. We're fraternity brothers, Sigma Chi.
Well, I implored him to say his name.
Take your telegram, Mr. Jellicoe. Franklin G. Roosevelt. Where is he at the moment?
He's on a yacht.
Whose yacht?
Vincent Astor.
Another Sigma Chi. On a yacht, huh? Well, we'll reach him by pigeon.
Oh, this is too horrible. Do something, Mr. Bowers.
Depend on me like the Rock of Gibraltar. I'll be back in a twinkling of an eye.
Mr. Jellicoe, who put these auction signs up?
I did.
Well, you can take them right down and get off these grounds before I go to work on you.
You're talking Uncle Sam now, Mr. Considine.
I don't care what your name is. Mr. Jellicoe, hand me that shillelagh.
I've got five men here from Washington, all G-men. At noon today, we're selling this circus to the highest bidder.
Your what? What did I hear you say?
For sale in jeopardy. Code 64, Article 13 for back income taxes. 37 letters have been sent you.
That's a political lie.
Perjury is only going to make matters worse. Considine, you've been cleaning up. I happen to know.
Get me a prayer book and I'll swear on it right here and now. I'm putting an end to this litigation.
Do you know a man named Claudius B. Bowers?
Rainy Bowers. Sure, my right-hand man. And one of the finest, truest hearts in circusdom.
He wouldn't lie to us.
Mr. Bowers is incapable of lying. You can take anything he says as gospel.
That's all I wanted to know. Here's a signature to our case if you're interested. Now I'll go and have my men take the inventory.
Rain about it.
Oh, hello, Chief. Listen, this is crucial. I gotta talk to you. There's a guy from the government burrowing around here. Big black hat, gold badge. A little on the south side.
Look at that signature.
Don't worry about it. It's all fixed. I threatened him with the President of the United States. Did he fold up? His corpus will stop.
All I want to know, Bowers, is was you outnumbered?
What's that?
I said that they get that statement from you by coercion. That statement about me supposed income.
Oh, he squealed, huh? Listen, Chief, I diagnosed him wrong. He had all the earmarks of a leading banker. Don't look at me like that. You render me useless.
Trying to keep that beat chunky yours out of me troubles. And maybe I can raise me head out of the dust and overthrow me a vessel. Jellicoe!
Yes, sir?
Go into the menagerie and see that nobody touches Jumbo. Bowers, are you still standing there?
Like the pyramid.
Get back to your post in Fond du Lac out of harm's way. It was a black day that I met you.
Where are you going, Chief?
I don't know where I'm going. But the show must go on.
They'll never crush that noble arm.
Not while I'm at his side.
You better jump when the Chief tells you to jump.
I'm not going to Fond du Lac. I can't stand it around here. Everybody does what they want. No management. What this circus needs is system. Unification of ethics. I got a 5% interest in a little filling station in Albuquerque, and it makes more money than this whole shebang.
Jack, well, what's the secret of your success?
It's no secret. I sell Texaco gas and oil. Anyone who wants to cross the desert and get there, buy from me.
Well, isn't a 5% interest rather small?
It may be small, but it's sure. Once a man tries Texaco Fire Chief gasoline, he wants it all the time. He becomes an addict. It's that extra power and pep it gives you without any extra charge. Do you know what horsepower is, Mr. Jellicoe?
Horsepower?
Yeah. Well, Texaco Fire Chief is elephant power. It's the jumbo of gasoline. I tell you, the man who invented Texaco gas is a gizzard. No, pardon me, that's the wrong word. I mean a blizzard. No, that's wrong, too. Anyway, I know it's got something to do with magic.
Well, I'd try some of that Fire Chief gas if I had a car.
You don't need a car. Anything on wheels will do. Why, I once took a car with the whooping cough. I gave it one drink of Texaco, and it went away humming like a lark. It's anti-knock gas. It takes the knock out of your motor.
Takes the knock out?
Yeah. You ought to rub some of it on your knee.
Well, Mr. Bowers, I'm glad you'll have something to turn to. We'll be missing you, Mr. Bowers.
Not so fast, Mr. Jellicoe. I never desert a sinking ship. As long as John L. Considine is in trouble, he can rest his burden on my two broad shoulders.
Well, I'm going to look for Mr. Considine now, and you better be off before I return.
Rainy.
Mickey.
Where did you drop from?
Fond du Lac.
Rainy, they're stealing the circus.
Not yet. I wouldn't let no heartbreak happen to you. Mickey, you think of me as Rainy Bowers. Cold, unscrutable, with a genius for efficiency. Well, there's another Bowers. A dreamer. Just a bundle of emotions. And, Mickey, if you could look inside my heart, it's a typhoon.
It's a heart of gold.
Solid.
I don't know what we'd do without you, Brainy. What makes me happy just to see you.
Gee, I'm glad to hear you talk like that. A woman who ain't just face crazy. Listen, I know how much you love the circus, and I'll figure out some way to save us from the auction block. So cheer up, Mickey. Let's see you laugh.
There's nothing to laugh about.
That's laugh. Now listen to me. You've got to laugh. Laugh, laugh. When things are catastrophic, you've got to laugh. Laugh, laugh. And take it philanthropic. You know, Mickey, I remember years ago when you were just a baby. We were playing this very town. Always a hard luck town for the Considine Wonder Shows. A guy walks up to your dad and says, "Are you Mr. Considine?" Your dad says, "Yes, I'm Mr. Considine." The guy says, "Are you Dean, Mr. Considine?" Your dad puffs out his chest and says, "Sure," and shows him his credentials. And with that, the guy hands him a paper. A subpoena. You could have eliminated your dad from the Olympic Games. But he laughed. Laughed him right out of it. Because his philosophy was, chin up, old beam, and damn the gas. Be a Pagliacci and laugh. Ha ha, ho ho. Be a Pagliacci and laugh. You know, I was strolling through a department store. The Boston store in Minneapolis. I was shopping for a hatter and a nice red cravatta. A silker by silker. After making my purchase, I strolled over to the chemise department. I don't know why, but nevertheless, there I was. In the chemise department. Unescorted. A lone wolf. I sees a guy coming straight towards me like this. Say, so that's the kind of a guy you are, huh? A chemise hound. A twiddle twat. Calling me a twiddle twat. That meant fight. He says, "What would it be? Queensbury or Jiu-Jitsu?" And he makes a leap for me. I sidestepped and took the aggressive. I grabbed his wrist with one hand, and with the other hand, I twist his leg around his neck. And the first thing you know, I'm flat on my back. I did some kind of wobbling. I gathered all my strength, and I was off. Yes, I was off. Off like a toupee in a windstorm, looking for an exit. He overtakes me. He picks me up and throws me against the wall. I bounces back. Again, he throws me against the wall. Again, I bounces back. A handball player. But to show him what kind of a guy I was, I gets up and what do? I throws myself against the wall and bounces back singing, "Billy, Billy Bump, your baby boy. Billy, Billy Bump, your baby boy. Billy, Billy Bump, your baby." That's what you gotta do, Mickey, when you're in trouble. Sing. Chin up, old beam, and stand the gas. Be a Pagliacci and laugh. Ha ha, ho ho. Be a Pagliacci and laugh. Mickey, don't worry. All I want you to do is remember, when things look dark when I'm away and disaster threatens, remember only one thing. Raining Powers is on the job.
Where is Mr. Considine?
What can I do for you, Mr. Ball?
Very little, Mr. Considine. We're leaving and we've come to say goodbye.
Well, you're a pretty faint-hearted lot. Walking out in the circus an hour before the auction.
We ain't eaten for a week.
Nothing but peanuts and popcorn.
We haven't got a chance.
Boys and girls, I'm a showman. I ain't ever felt, said, or thought a reasonable thing since I was born. I believe in what my heart tells me. And my heart tells me that no one can take me circus away from me. Are you with me, Jim McGuire?
I'm as loyal to you as anybody has ever walked the earth. But I draw the line on being hit over the head in my present weakened physical condition.
What's that? And who's going to hit you over the head, may I ask?
You know the rumors as well as the rest of us. Mulligan's Razorbacks are lying outside with stakes in their hands, ready to bust the parade to bits.
Well, so Mulligan's going to start hitting us over the head, is he? That's an answer to me prayers, boys. I've been begging for a stand-up fight. For a year.
We're outnumbered 2-1, Chief.
Besides, they've been eating.
Outnumbered and undernourished. The more glory. Come on, we've got Jumbo, haven't we? One word from me, and Jumbo will begin throwing those Mulligan hoodlers around like toothpicks.
We got no chance. Be reasonable.
Hannibal captured Carthage with a single elephant, half the size of Jumbo, according to all the historians, and you skunked before Mulligan. Shame on you! Shame on you, though! Fall in! Forward!
Three cheers for Johnny O'Considine! Hoorah! Hoorah!
Well, boys and girls, I'm going out there alone and parading by myself if you don't follow me. Listen to that music. Doesn't it do anything to you? When we were broke in Milwaukee, when they had us on our knees in Racine, when we were starving, Briller. It was that song that lifted us up and won the day for us. Let's hear you sing it now. Come on, everybody.
The old man's right. Come on, men. We'll run the Mulligan fight.
Brainy Bowers will work out a plan to save the day. Just how? Well, we'll find out later. Brainy said Fire Chief has elephant power. It's the jumbo of gasoline. Well, that's his way of saying it, and perhaps it's just as good a way as any to describe the extra power of Fire Chief. Brainy knows the people of Albuquerque want Fire Chief, and that's true everywhere. The Texaco pump is the popular stopping place for gasoline. Why? Because Fire Chief fully meets the United States government emergency specifications for fire engines and ambulances. It's faster. You get more speed out of it. And yet you pay the same price as for ordinary gasoline. Try a tank full of Fire Chief. Drive with Texaco and save. Louis A. Witten, speaking for the Texas Company, invites you to tune in again next Tuesday to the Jumbo Fire Chief program for further adventures of the Considine Wonder Show. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. Broadcasting Company. WEAF, New York.